From the studios of Books in Motion, this is John Pruden reading Reign of Fire by Linda Jacobs. Now let's begin with Reign of Fire. Forward. We can only guess whether the geologic warnings would be adequate to prompt the evacuation of Yellowstone and surrounding areas and towns, to prevent the instantaneous loss of thousands and perhaps tens of thousands of lives. Devastation would be complete and incomprehensible at the caldera. Imagine Yellowstone Park and everything in it destroyed. Every road, every lodge, every campground, every visitor center, every geyser and scenic feature would either be blown instantly off the face of the earth or swallowed as the floor of the caldera sank downward during the eruption. We can only speculate on the disaster that society would face during a Yellowstone caldera eruption. As unlikely as such gargantuan explosions seem in our lifetimes, they have happened before and will occur again. From Windows into the Earth, The Geologic Story of Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks by Robert B. Smith and Lee J. Siegel. Copyright 2000 by Robert B. Smith and Lee J. Siegel. Used by permission of Oxford University Press. Prologue. August 17, 1959. Hebgen Lake, Montana. Kyle Stone turned 6 the night the mountain fell. In later years, she would treasure the last perfect hours, seeking comfort in the simple details.